Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The USDA Women, Infants, and Children Program, otherwise known as WIC, is a complement to food stamps and also targets new mothers and children, ensuring that they get proper nutrition. Chris Galen, Senior Vice President of Member Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation, says that they are concerned with USDA proposing to cut back on WIC expenditures.
Because ultimately, what is milk? You know, this whole conversation we've been having here today is about why is this important? It's because it's an important source of at least 9 and even 12 or 13 key nutrients and minerals and vitamins and protein. And it's the best source and the number one source in a lot of people's diets for these things. And if you don't have it in the WIC program, if people aren't getting enough real nutrition because they're confusing how much oat milk has versus real milk, then you're going to have a whole generation that is, maybe it's not malnourished, but it's undernourished. They're subnourished. They're not getting the same amount of nutrition that they really, really need.
In addition to proposed changes to the WIC program, Galen says National Milk is also monitoring the U.S. Dietary Guidelines review process because if the suggested amount of milk consumption is decreased, it not only affects the producers producing it, but it will also have a negative effect to consumer health, especially on infants and children. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.